Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, my first question to you is, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, a television station, a newspaper, or an advertising agency?
Thank God they don't.
Well, thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote? You're very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote? Not at all likely to vote? Or you're not registered to vote?
I don't know yet. I haven't given much thought. But I am registered to vote.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, sir, would you say you're definitely going to vote or very likely to vote? Somewhat likely?
Well,
not very likely?
I would say somewhat likely.
No problem. Moving on quickly. Tell me, sir, with which political party are you registered? Would you say Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or some other party?
I am not registered with either. Independent.
No problem. All right. And moving on quickly, sir. We would like to know as well is, what is your main racial background? Would you say white, Hispanic, African-American, Asian?
I would say white.
White. All right. Would you say your age is between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65?
46 to 55.
46 to 55. Okay. You're very young. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well is, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or you feel they're off on the wrong track?
I think they are on the wrong track.
Wrong track. Well, from the following list, sir, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami focus on to help you and your family, sir? For example, I have growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, affordable housing, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in city government, crime and neighborhood safety, property insurance costs, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. Any of those, sir?
Oh, many of those. The overdevelopment. I think number one would be overdevelopment.
Okay. Growth and overdevelopment. No problem. Go ahead.
And inflation as well.
Inflation. No problem. So moving on. I'm only giving you a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards each of them. If you never heard of them. Uh-huh. If you never heard of them, tell me as well. For example, I have Eileen Higgins. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I have no opinion. I've heard of her, but I have no opinion of her. I don't know what she did.
No problem. What about Daniela Levine Cava? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I have a favorable opinion of her.
Would you say very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat. She was very nice.
What about Joe Carollo? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards
him? I have never heard of that gentleman.
No problem. Damian Pardo, would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I have never heard of that gentleman.
Okay. Miguel Gabella, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards
him?
Okay. Raquel Regalado, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Never heard of her.
And Francis Suarez, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I would say neutral.
Neutral? Okay, because you can also say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
But it's really neutral. I don't know much. I've heard of him, but I don't know much.
No problem.
You can say somewhat unfavorable. I mean, overdevelopment has been too much.
Somewhat unfavorable. No problem. What about Keon Hardiman? You say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Never heard of him.
All right. What about Christine King? You have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Never heard of that lady.
Okay. Manolo Reyes, you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Never heard.
No problem, sir. Moving on quickly. Thank you for your responses. If the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, sir? Would you say Donald Trump, Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, Democratic candidate?
At this stage, I would vote for the Republican candidate, Donald Trump.
Okay. Would you say you're definitely or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, sir?
I would say probably.
Okay.
Probably.
All right, sir. Well, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. I'm just going to ask you about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, I just want you to indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. I'll be quick. The first Florida, the first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. The ballot reads, sir, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute.
I will vote no to that. No.
Well, I was just finishing reading up quickly, sir. So it does apply to Florida law. It does not change or immunize violations of federal law. It establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation that defines terms, provides effective dates. So I was asking you, sir, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment, or would you vote no against the constitutional amendment?
I would vote no against that constitutional amendment.
Okay. Would you say you're definitely voting, probably voting no against it?
If I go to vote, I will definitely vote no.
Okay. All right. Well, the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. The ballot reads, sir, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, sir, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment, or would you vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
I'm not sure I quite understood what the amendment says.
Let me read again, sir. It says, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. All right, this amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. We were just asking, sir, if the election were held.
But it doesn't say what viability is, does it?
No, it just indicates what I just read to you, sir. I was just asking if you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment, or would you vote no?
Honestly, I don't know. With all that information, I don't know. I think it's a tricky question, and I don't know what viability means.
No problem, sir. I was actually going to go ahead and read you. If you had to choose today, would you say you vote yes in favor of that Florida constitutional amendment?
I would probably ignore that question. I would not vote.
No problem. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. All right. Well, they may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year, sir. So one of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost to City? Previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to City, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Well, if the election were held today, sir, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum, or would you vote no against this referendum?
I would vote yes.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I would say definitely yes.
Definitely yes. All right, moving on, sir. Well, you will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. All right, please indicate if you approve or disapprove each. For example, sir, the first one says reducing the overall amount of development. Would you say you approve or disapprove that?
Yes, I approve that.
Approve? Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. All right. What about this one? Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. Would you say that you approve or disapprove that?
Approved.
Okay, would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly
approve, no problem. What about this one, sir? Allowing office space to be included, will you approve or disapprove that?
I strongly approve.
Okay, and moving on. All right, what about this one? Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay, would you approve or disapprove that?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Okay, so moving on quickly. Well, I'll be giving you a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. We're almost done. Well, this proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterproof promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along the Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, sir, would you vote a yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes. Vote yes.
Would you say definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
No problem, sir. And regardless of your position, what would you say is one thing you like most about what you just heard, like in your own words? What would you say is one thing you like most about what you just heard?
The limitation of overdevelopment.
The limitation of overdevelopment, no problem. All right, moving on quickly. What would you say is one thing you dislike most about what you just heard in your own words?
Shops and restaurants.
Shops and restaurants, okay.
Yes.
No problem. All right, moving on quickly, sir. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? Or if it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well, sir. Would you say you'd be more likely?
No difference.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. There's another proposal that could appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park. This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the election were held today, sir, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum? Or would you vote no against this referendum?
You said two more towers?
Uh-huh. This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers.
Okay,
it's a no. Okay, would you say definitely vote no against it or probably vote
definitely
no against
it? Definitely no. No more construction.
I understand. Moving on, sir. And lastly, which of the following comes closest to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor, and Jungle Island? Would you say you support both of these proposals on Watson Island, or you support the Watson Harbor proposal but not the Jungle Island proposal, or you support the Jungle Island proposal but not the Watson Harbor proposal, or you oppose both of the proposals?
I support the first one, not the Jungle Island proposal.
Okay, you support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. Okay? Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have our representative sample. Thank you for your answers. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom would you vote in the 2020 presidential election, sir?
I did not vote.
You did not vote. No problem. All right. Do you think Miami is growing and developing, sir? Would you say you think it's doing it too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'd say moderate.
Moderate? Okay. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
PhD.
Great, sir. All right, well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Your answers were so helpful to me, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye.